Hi, this is Mike Clark with Christmas Music 24/7, and I am talking with Michael W., who runs this another station at Live 365. His station is called Christmas and Then Some. Hi, Mike.
Hey there.
I'm glad you could talk with me a little bit today about your station.
Well, thanks for having me.
Sure, not a problem. So how did you get started in radio? How did you decide to do a Christmas station on Live 365?
I'd actually been listening to Live 365 at some of the other radio stations. North Pole Radio comes to mind. I think of Live 365 Christmas stations. Back, I guess it was 2000, I started listening at that time. It kind of inspired me. I work in radio. I'm actually an IT manager for a radio station here in the Houston area. I just thought, well, it would really be neat to program my own radio station, and a Christmas station especially, for my real passion for Christmas music. And so I decided that I'd give it a shot. My 365 was one of those places that could give folks a shot, so I decided to do that. When thinking about what I was going to name it, I remembered a very popular and fond memory of a station or a program called Christmas and Then Some back from the 70s and 80s that used to play on the radio station that my dad worked for. I'm actually a second generation broadcasting person, and I just remember that radio station, that program, Christmas and Then Some, was real special to me, so I named my station Christmas and Then Some. And over the years, I've been able to, people have been able to contribute things to me, different vignettes and music and stuff like that, that I've been able to add to the station, and I've really enjoyed hearing from folks.
Yeah. What type of music do you play on the station?
I play music that, what we call music you grew up with. Now, if you grew up in the 70s or 80s or 60s, it's music that you grew up with, stuff that your folks listened to, stuff that your parents may have put on the turntable as you were growing up, stuff like Andy Williams, Bing Crosby, Gene Autry. If it was recorded before 1980, something that I would probably play.
Do you have a favorite artist?
Probably my favorite Christmas artist would be Andy Williams. I think
Yeah.
I really like the Andy Williams Christmas albums.
Right.
And he's just, to me, he's one of my favorites.
What's your favorite song by him?
Most Wonderful Time of the Year would probably be it.
Yeah.
I also like that holiday medley that he sings. That one's kind of a different song. It's not. It's an easy one to schedule in your playlist because it's not going to be there in every 10 songs or 20 songs.
Right.
And it's just a pretty neat, different kind of song.
I saw on your website it says you only broadcast for November and December, basically. So why did you decide to do that, as opposed to keeping the station on and doing a different type of music the rest of the year?
Yeah, well, I don't really do any other type of music all year long. Kind of thought about doing something different, doing some country music or something like that at other times of the year. But the reason I don't broadcast Christmas 365 days a year is because I feel like I like it during the Christmas season, and then afterwards, I like to just let it anticipate the next season. It's something that I enjoy during the Christmas season, and I guess in the way I feel is that too much of a good thing sometimes can not be a good thing.
Right.
And so it's more for me than anybody else that I don't broadcast during those times of the year. I appreciate the fact that there are people, though, that like to listen to Christmas music year-round. I do love Christmas music, and that's a great thing if you like to hear it all year long.
Yeah, I do get a few emails and a couple comments from people about my site, because I do play it year-round, and I've gotten a couple emails from, like, missionaries who are out. They're like, oh, I needed that Christmas music fixed right in the middle of July, so...
Yeah, well, and that would be kind of neat. And also, I also thought about folks that do that, like yourself. You know, there are soldiers that come home in July and missed Christmas. And I remember a neighbor across the street having a Christmas tree and all the trimmings and everything for Christmas in July.
Oh, yeah.
When he came home.
Right.
And sure would be nice to flip the station on and listen to the Christmas music at the same time. So
right.
That's great.
Yeah, it's definitely going over well. You said you started your station just to kind of get a feel for what it was like to do your own programming. So are you
right.
enjoying it as much as you thought you would, or...?
I am. Christmas music is probably some of the hardest stuff to schedule, as you probably know.
Yeah.
It is a really tough playlist to build, and I do build my playlist. I don't put it on random and
oh, okay.
let it pick the songs. My playlist is basically a 10-hour playlist, and it's the same playlist. It just basically repeats.
Right.
But that music, as you may know, is hard to schedule. You've got about 30 different carols
right.
that you have to pick from, sung by about, if you keep it within my genre of Christmas music, sung by about 20 to 30 different people. It's really tough to not play back-to-back or real close together artists
right.
or back-to-back or real close together titles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've enjoyed doing it. It's been a lot of hard work getting it to a point where I'm happy with it.
Right.
But yes, I enjoyed it, and hearing from people, and getting emails from people, and just hearing what the Christmas music has brought to their season, has really made it well worth it.
Okay, since you play all music from way back years ago,
right.
Okay. do you find it hard to find music? I mean, are you always kind of looking when you go to old antique type stores or music shops or anything?
No, you know, it's funny. You can find music in weird places. Obviously, you know, everybody talks about iTunes and stuff like that, but I have found a lot of my music on Walmart.com.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, stuff like Gene Autry and stuff like that, even though it's not hard to find, there are quite a few different older albums that you can find on that website.
Mm-hmm.
This year, though, it's funny. I've had listeners actually send me CDs that they had bought of artists that were real special to them.
Right.
That they, you know, said, you know, I'd love for you to put this on your station. And that, to me, that's really special. I mean, that's really neat.
Yeah.
This year, I added two songs to my playlist from Cary Grant.
Oh, my.
Which was kind of strange. Never knew that Cary Grant did Christmas music.
Right.
A listener wrote me a note asking me to help him find a couple of tunes by Cary Grant. And sure enough, after doing some research, I found on a Cary Grant fan site, those two songs were actually posted on that site.
Oh, wow.
And so after downloading them, giving them the proper ID3 tags,
right.
Put them up on the station,
mm-hmm.
And so there's two songs on the station from Cary Grant. They're not your traditional songs. They're a couple of ones, a Christmas lullaby, and one's called Here's to You. They were apparently written for Cary Grant, and if you listen to him, you can tell they were written for him because he does more talking than he does singing.
Right.
It's So finding music hasn't been that tough. It's just that every once in a while you realize, man, there's an artist that I didn't think about putting on, and so you've got a whole nother several songs that you can add to your playlist after you realize that you didn't add them.
Right. Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I've got a list of questions here. These are the 12 questions of Christmas. I'm just
going
to ask you a couple Well, 12 different things, and just say the first answer that comes to your mind.
Okay.
Okay. Christmas tree, real or artificial?
Artificial.
Do you put the tree up before or after Thanksgiving?
Put up the day after Thanksgiving.
Do you open gifts on Christmas Eve or Christmas morning?
Christmas morning.
Instrumental or vocal music?
I would probably have to say vocal.
Traditional or contemporary music?
Traditional.
What goes on top of the tree, a star or an angel?
A star.
Rudolph or Frosty?
Rudolph.
Fudge or fruitcake?
Chocolate chip cookies.
Classical music or jazz?
Classical.
Do you take the Christmas tree down before, on, or after New Year's?
It goes down the day after Christmas.
The night before Christmas or Luke chapter 2?
I would have to say we do both.
Okay, and M&M's, plain or peanut?
Peanut.
Okay, that's the 12 questions of Christmas. Okay, is there anything else you'd like to share with the audience?
Well, folks, if you want to get a little different radio station to listen to, Christmas and Then Some is definitely one to try out. You can go to our website at www.christmasandthensome.com, and we'd love to have you there. And I appreciate you letting me have an opportunity to tell folks about us.
Sure, it's not a problem at all. Enjoy talking with you about it. It's christmasandthensome.com.